Big fella, hello through and welcome everyone talk lo Melanesia update. Me Koroi Hawkins, lo program today by me look lo sample of the big fella stories around the region and behind by me go lo team lo Buzz FM lo Vanuatu.
RNZ Pacific News lo Pigeon, me Koroi Hawkins. Foreign Minister Ablo Solomon Allen say me say country him been asked for sample references for the change before signing now one fella partnership with him US. Along with him on for a dozen lot Pacific Island nations, Solomon Islands have been signing up now 11-point declaration law Washington last week, despite of the being initially signaling that outa bino agree lo samfala leak correspondence. Jeremiah Manele have said country have not comfortable with him samfala something inside the initial draft, but of being able for find him common ground. Solomon Islands have signing one for a security partnership with him China lo March, but Mr. Monelli again have stress him no any military base back at that building lo Solomon Islands. French Interior Ministry have been seeking one for a court ruling lo whether French Polynesia President Edouard Fritch have by retaining presidency if party blame him win lo territorial election lo next year. This one has been announced by French High Commissioner Golo French Polynesia, Eric Spitz, during a one-fella interview with him, Tahiti. Lawyer has stating that president position has only held for two consecutive five-year terms. Lo 2018, Mr. Fritch has been elected for one-fella five-year term, but has been safe finished for 4 years before and after Gaston Floss has been forced to relinquish him top job because law corruption sentence. Mr. Spitz hemi say matter hemi need for him clarified by highest administrative court of France before what gold polls. Mr. Fritch hemi say respective law legal situation by hemi lead him now tapura huira tira party go law election. Firefighter strike law French Polynesia where hemi been crippling domestic aviation hemi been lifted. Stoppage by some fellow firefighters over better pay hemi end with him agreement with him government. One for a refund, he been sent golo 7,000 for passengers who had been impacted by this for strike, and further flights have been supplied by local inter-island companies. Vice President Blo French Polynesia, Christopher Puisseau, and Talem La Premier, that he by creating one for a special commission whereby me take care of this for situation. Flights had been predicted for resume today, Monday, local time. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has been asking one for a lot of lawyers blame for Talem National Archives law February that all the every materials ought to been retained according to Washington Post. But lawyer Alex Cannon has declined because he no sure suppose statement here has true. Has been reported that Mr. Trump has packing out the boxes himself and has been retained law January. Thousands of documents who had been later retrieved from Florida home blame law August. Law one for FBI raid has part law investigation law potential mishandling. Law classified material. United Nations have dramatically increased now humanitarian appeal blame for Pakistan, cause up 1,700 fellow people now have been killed in floods, and UN out fearing one for a surge law waterborne diseases. One for a new COVID-19 vaccine drive have go ahead for get underway in France after fears law potential fresh wave law coronavirus cases law winter. Taro police with him at Nara Solomon Islands authorities had been investigating 21 fella bikes law sea cucumber or bestima where he been brought illegally inside the country. One fella statement at Solomon Islands police force had say he happened after Taro police had received one fella call where they put him reporting 5 fella bougainvilleans with him now at bags law this fella bestima. Provincial police commander Blow Choisel Province Superintendent Vincent Area and he say mainly law fisheries division with him Solomon Islands immigration about doing part but for formal part law investigation. MC on flat Tahitian National now had been interviewing over link law this fall case. As of early Tuesday morning local time, five fellow bougainvilleans had been under police care while waiting further instructions and dealings. Ota Baigi had been keeping Lotaro police station waiting further instructions from Fisheries Division. Lo Samoa, one for emergency evacuation shelter, Lo Sala Mumul Village, had been opened ahead of cyclone season. Samoa Observer in reporting building here where he cost $100,000 and he been funded mostly by the village fundraising and in-kind donations from our families and our Nara partners. Tropical cyclone season of Pacific region he ran from November to April law South Pacific. Itauke language he under threat law extinction despite law impression that he commonly used amongst law the people where he this one he talk to he come from one for linguist when based law Fiji. Language scholar Dr. Paul Garrity, hemi say one for a growing generational gap within lo Itauke language, hemi been detected and hemi call lo attention for concern. Dr. Garrity hemi say extend lo knowledge for Itauke vocabulary within diversity through lo different dialects, hemi been reduced significantly over lot of years. Dr. Garrity hemi say tamot go ahead for gather for commemorating Fijian language week this week lo Aotearoa New Zealand. And we call the Fijian community for recognizing the importance of Itauke education, especially for one for community away from motherland. 50 young leaders from what are winning 15 fellow nations across the Pacific had been selected for participate inside the 2022 U.S. Young Pacific Leaders Tech Camp for Climate Action. Leaders had been selected from across the Pacific region. U.S. Department of State part hosting the upcoming workshop from October 29, Kasim 31, lo Auckland, in conjunction with him now Auckland Climate Festival. Participants will come together with him regional and U.S. leaders lo field of climate science and science communication for identifying innovative approaches for combating climate crisis and for driving environmental resilience. Lo sports Tonga Rugby League World Cup squad hemi missing host lot star players including likes lo Andrew Fifita, Joe Ofa Hengawe with him Tevita Pangai Jr. Ota key players Osem Kotoni Stags with him Sitili Tupo Niwa Ota been also missing from lineup due to injury. Hemi still one for a powerful lineup with him with names Osem Tevita Fifita, Daniel Tupo, Conrad Harrell, William Hopoate with him Jason Taumalolo inside lo the Solar World Cup squad. Talk about playing warm-up game against him France lo October 8th lo England. And I'm now News and Sports Le Pigeon from RNZ Pacific.
And I'm now some for Okata top stories lo here today from RNZ Pacific. This time the Emmy join him now, team from Buzz FM lo Vanuatu.
Vanuatu Nightly News.
In tonight's headlines, PSC and TSC chairman among the snap election candidates. Vanuatu joins PACSUN to launch the regional Cyber Smart Pacific campaign, an HM committed to receive tourists on November. And stakeholders working closely to receive first cruise ship of the border reopening. Good evening and welcome to Vanuatu Nightly News. I'm KZ Kalsakau. Leading our news tonight, VNPF to introduce death benefit options for members. The Much Talk Death Benefit Scheme has been on the table again after so many past complaints and confusions raised by members about the scheme. The general manager of VNPF, Pamata Shari, says the work have slowed down due to COVID, but now they are back on track to introduce it in the beginning of 2023, offering members options to choose from.
We will now start giving the options for our members to give us option whether they want to join the social benefit scheme or they want to remain with the SDB scheme. So special death benefit scheme remains. You can pay 640 and qualify for 230,000, or you pay 5,000 and you qualify for 750 for your death benefit, and also 250 for funeral for your dependent. But it's up to you. There is no compulsion. You pay, you enjoy. You don't pay, you still have death benefit there. It's not excluded at all. Because of the COVID, we were unable to prepare the all the legislation and submit to the Council of Ministers, particularly the regulation. The Act is done. Regulation will have to go to Council of Ministers before it's published by the Minister for Finance. You know, this is the beginning of our insurance company, which should be starting very soon. Insurance company, then later we can add medical insurance. We can add cyclone insurance, we can add house insurance, all this. And we can also include workmen's compensation to our insurance package.
General Manager Pamod Ashari, in election, the Chairman of the Public Service Commission PSC and the Teaching Service Commission TSC are contesting the snap election next week since their names were published by the electoral office with other candidates last weekend on 1st of October. Public Service Commission Chairman Simil Johnson is one of the three Vanuatu Party's candidates on the island of Tana. There are 18 candidates altogether contesting for 7 seats in that constituency. Chairman of TSC Mula Dabuti is contesting under the banner of the Granmo Justice Party, GJP, on Malo constituency. He is one of the 5 candidates contesting for 1 seat in the constituency of Malo. The Secretary General of TSC, Hopkins Dick, is also a candidate in the upcoming election. He is running under the banner of Vanuatu Party in the Torres constituency. On cyber, Vanuatu joined other Pacific countries members of PACSON, Pacific Cyber Security Operational Network, to launch the regional Cyber Smart Pacific campaign last week in Fiji. Vanuatu was represented by cyber consultant within OGCIO and Sud Vanuatu, Dr. Jeffrey Gurai. Dr. Gurai says Vanuatu is also observing the October International Cyber Awareness Month. Sud Vanuatu and OGCIO are running various cybersecurity awareness sessions throughout this month.
For Vanuatu, we have been part of a joint regional team with all the member countries. Vanuatu is also a part of PACSON. PACSON is an acronym for Pacific Cybersecurity Operations Network, comprised of all the countries in the Pacific, or most countries in the Pacific, that have computer emergency response teams, as well as Australia and New Zealand as well. So this is something that every year we advocate or we promote awareness. We begin to promote what we call a Cyber Smart Pacific campaign, which puts out several messages on how to actually stay protected. And it is mainly targeting businesses and individuals who are using the internet or who are going online on a day-to-day basis.
Dr. Gurai says the Vanuatu's program will be carried out in different primary, secondary schools and banking institutions on Efate from the 17th of October.
The word cyber itself, it's so complicated. And if you look back to Vanuatu, even now, our dialects, I don't think there's a word for cyber. So we have to break it down. We have to simplify that. So for this campaign, as part of what is designed here, with the help of PACSON and particularly Sud New Zealand, that is why I was saying thank you to them, and the government of New Zealand, the design didn't come only as design. They've gone as far as developed, printed out merchandises. So posters, another merchandises which will be used, stickers, laptop stickers and all those things which we'll be using during that week to go out to schools and communities. And
Sud Vanuatu is working closely with organizations, agencies, communities to help raise cybersecurity awareness during this month, according to Gurai.
We look after all the entire country. Everybody's online, regardless of whether you're in the government, you're in the village, or you're in a business house, we look after you. So it is a service that is free, advice, and any incident response. So Vanuatu is here to actually assist. So thank you to the government of Vanuatu for to be part of this yearly. The Australian government are our donor partners in New Zealand who continuously assist us in promoting awareness. And of course, we have other partners around the region as well, whom provide capacity building and also awareness as well. So it is a regional fight, and we are glad that in this space we do have a lot of support from development partners.
Sud Vanuatu is content with the launch, which the materials reflect on marine creatures that are used for 4 different messages of how a user can protect itself from cyber attack.
The first key step or key message is upsize your password. And then the second one is upgrade to 2-factor authentication. If you have an account, the password is not enough. You need to link it up to an email or your mobile phone. So once you log in, it requests you to verify again. Eh? And then we have update apps and softwares or your computer systems. And last one is to uphold your privacy. If you go online throughout the region, or even if you access the PACSON.org website, as well as our member countries like said New Zealand, said Papua New Guinea, said Vanuatu page, said Tonga, and other Pacific Island countries like Fiji, Palau, Tuvalu, Kiribati, Tokelau, they're all part of PACSON. Now, if you go online, you'll see they'll promote the same message. We have decided to unify together and promote awareness so that it's more powerful. The more people preach out or deliver the same message, it has more impact in the societies and also in our business environment.
Vanuatu is represented by Sturt Vanuatu and OGCIO, and Vanuatu is the chair of PACSUN for 2022 to 2023. Vanuatu is currently overseeing and chairing the executive meetings, and deputy chair is Kiribati, and incoming chair is Cook Islands. This year's theme is Cyber App Pacific. In tourism, works have commenced on the popular Mystery Island in preparation to welcome cruise ships. Mystery Island is one of the best tourist attraction sites in Vanuatu. Area Secretary Selwyn Daniel says members of communities have cleared away bushes as the island went back to its natural state since the last cruise ship visited the island more than 2 years ago. Danielle confirms the place is clean as most work has been done. They have also pulled down old sailing huts and started rebuilding new ones. Work started following a meeting on the safe business operation training facilitated by Vanuatu Skills and Partnership, the Department of Tourism and Tafia Tourism Office, which was attended by all tour operators, skippers and individuals who are running small businesses on the island of Anachum. Anachum will welcome its first cruise on the 18th of November. And on related news to end, the Chief Executive Officer of the Public Land Transport Authority, PLTA, Regional Tapis, says they wanted to see a fresh start for bus and taxi drivers handling tourists as Vanuatu is to receive first cruise ship tourists on the 9th of November. In the past, the PLTA received complaints of all sorts, including disruptions and drivers fighting and swearing against each other. It says that they will make sure these issues do not arise anymore. So far, in preparation for welcoming the cruise ship next month, PLTA met with the Sheva Land Transport Association and the Department of Tourism to discuss the way forward and how they could help drivers get prepared before the arrival of the ship. The PLTA CEO says not all the drivers will be waiting in the queue at the wharf like previously practiced. It says only some buses will be used to transport tourists around. With that, conclude our Vanuatu Nightly News. But you can still follow VNN through Buzz FM SoundCloud, Buzz FM Facebook page, our website www.buzzfm.vu, or on Radio New Zealand, Melanesian Update, RNZ Pacific. I'm Kizzy Kalsakau. You have a very good night.
And that was the Nightly News.
And hem now, Melanesian Update Program, Nikoroi Hawkins. Thank you to Mas for tuning in. Come, Yusa Kasim Okata, up-to-date news and current affairs, lo website, lo mifala, rnzi.com, and mifala stop too, lo Facebook and lo Twitter, just search him at RNZ Pacific.